On with the show.
What's going on, everybody? It's another episode of the often imitated, never duplicated Voices of Misery podcast. And of course, I am one half of your dynamic duo of the nerds. I'm the nerd and you are.
Nerd, I'm surprised you know who you are.
I'm on cloud nine right now. I didn't say where I was, but that's where I'm at right now. And let me just give a quick shout out, just top of the show here, to a team of people. Our friends over at Binoid, our favorite sponsor. A great relationship with these guys. Sent over a beautiful care package today. I thought they sent me a fucking pillow in this envelope.
Yeah, I pulled it out of the mailbox because you had told me today that you had ordered your pills. And I'm okay. Yeah. And then I, you literally told me today, and I opened the mailbox, and I'm like, this huge package is in there. I'm like, how many fucking pills did he order? So I bring it in, and you're like, it's here already? And they sent you a care package.
Trippy hippie cookies. 8 of these motherfuckers. 600 milligram cookies. And I had one about an hour ago.
Yeah, this isn't going to go good.
I had one about an hour ago. And holy shit, this thing's amazing. We're going to have a good time tonight, people. Go to Binoid.com and use our code NERD to save 10% on any and all order. And get free shipping, man. I'm telling you, this stuff is absolutely amazing. The product speaks for itself. What's going on to our pal JJ and the Fast Jab Podcast? What's up, people? How you guys doing tonight? Thanks for joining the show. But I was just telling these guys how these Binoid cookies are freaking phenomenal, though, man. I am floating. I am flying high tonight. Brian, what's up, buddy? How you doing today, sir? Eating some good food this morning. Saw posting in our chat this morning, man. Some delicious meals. This guy, he finds the greatest food, man. If I ever make my way up to Pennsylvania, I'm finding him. He's gonna.
We're never going there.
He is gonna give me some carbs. I will eat carbs for him. Him only.
We have never gone on a vacation. Yeah. Our vacation was moving here. We don't go nowhere.
Yeah.
We're lucky if we go down to the street, down the store.
Fuck that.
We don't go anywhere, man.
Do they really transform the green Walmart through the neighborhood Walmart? It's fucking.
I know, and I'm not really. I'm not.
Crazy. It's like a mini super Walmart now.
Yeah, I don't like it. Like, they have one thing. Like, they took the service desk away.
Yeah.
And it's all, closed off now. And I'm like, if they take that down and there's clothes there, I'm going to flip the fuck out.
Yeah.
I don't want a mini blue Walmart. This was my perfect grocery store that had nothing but groceries. I could find everything I needed.
Yeah.
You go to the blue Walmart, you could find a lot of the stuff, but not everything. This was my store, and they're fucking it up.
Yeah.
Half the parking lot is these stupid containers with all the crap that they're switching it to. I don't know. I'm not liking it. We'll see what happens when it's done.
Crazy ladies in the house. What's going on, girlfriend? I'm just telling everybody about my beautiful edibles.
No, we were talking about Walmart.
And Walmart. Yeah, I can't believe what they did to that. You know what they did was they had longer aisles because it was just purely groceries. What they did was they cut everything in half, it seems, and they're fitting more shit in. So it seems as if the store is bigger.
Which
only
means they're
going
to get rid of stuff, which pisses me off.
I mean, they even have a toy section now. What the fuck?
Yeah. And 3 aisles of pet food.
Yeah, tons.
What the fuck store needs 3 full aisles of pet food?
Yeah.
I've never seen that in a grocery store in my life. I don't know. It boggles my mind. They're changing my whole store. That tells me they're getting rid of food. Right? If you're fitting 3 aisles of freaking dog food, you're getting rid of something.
Yeah, something's got to be disappearing.
So the store's not getting bigger.
Mm-hmm. So what have you been watching?
I haven't been watching anything.
I caught you watching Roadhouse, damn it.
I did watch Roadhouse. The remake or reboot or I don't know. With the new one.
I'm really upset.
Why?
Because I had to find out the movie was even out because I walked out and you were in the middle of it.
I was waiting. Yeah. I had the date written down. I knew what date was coming out.
You just wanted to see Men in Muscles.
There were people. I'm like, okay, when this movie comes out, the date comes out, I'm going to watch it. And it was good. I enjoyed it. There's a shit ton of people in there that I knew.
Yeah.
So, I was freaking thrilled.
Yeah. So, what did you think of the movie?
I literally just said that it was good.
That's it?
Yeah, it was good.
See, I took notes.
I'm not spoiling anything.
I took notes.
Did you? I have opinions about like some of the fight scenes I thought like were a little ridiculous. But
well, then chip in when I give my review.
Okay. I don't want to spoil things because it literally just came out yesterday. So I did like the movie. It made me laugh. I wasn't expecting them to have a couple one-liners in there, and it cracked me up. But like the, I don't know his real name, but Easy Reyes from The Mayans was in it. Mm-hmm. And then like there's just Wani a ton of Depp.
Wani Depp, is that the guy? The one I called Wani Depp, the one who looked like Johnny Depp?
Yeah. Like, so he was in it, and then my favorite person from the challenge was in it for a split second, so that made me happy. And, like, just a lot of people in it. So
I didn't even catch his cameo.
It's, like, so fucking... Which I knew it would be quick, because he's from the fucking challenge. Like, he's been in a few movies, but...
I mean, he's got his Screen Actors Guild card now, membership or whatever.
Well, yeah, he's been in, like, four or five movies now.
Yeah, good.
So, I don't know. But it was good. I enjoyed it. I was laughing out there.
We were talking about the Beetlejuice trailer in the chat.
Yeah, I don't want to know about it. You keep trying to send it to me, and I'm not watching it.
It was very brief, and there were no spoilers involved. I mean, obviously, Beetlejuice is in it.
I know the people that are going to be in it. That is good enough for me. I don't need to know what the theme is. I don't want to know any of that stuff, because I feel like a lot of times, and I'm not saying that this trailer did, but a lot of times when they're showing things on TV or whatever, it'll be like multiple different trailers, and by the time you've seen like 3-4 trailers, you know the whole fucking movie. And I don't. Exactly. I don't even want to stumble onto it. So,
It's awesome.
I'm excited for that movie. I don't know when it comes out, but I'm happy. Is that the June, July one?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
I won't get a detail on it, but it was really cool to see Michael Keaton in the makeup and the commercial. It was just really quick. He says like the juice is loose, and that was it. And it was really quick. But yeah, it looks fucking amazing, man. I can't wait for that one. And Ghostbusters is out today, people. I haven't seen it yet, but I will be seeing it by the end of this weekend. I will say I've seen that damn movie. I cannot wait. I am so excited. Did you watch anything else, though?
I've been watching stuff. I don't think it's anything new. I caught up on Amazing Race because that's going on. I had to catch up on Big Brother Canada. That's it. I'm not like into a show yet.
Yeah.
A show was suggested to me in the Discord.
Yeah.
I had to scroll up to. I didn't write it down. I was such an idiot.
You gotta start recording.
I gotta
stuff.
Write it down. But I have to find a trailer for that to see if it looks interesting.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
Well, let me give my review of Roadhouse, man. This movie was fucking awesome. And I really had low expectations for it because the original was good.
See, that's the thing with me. I didn't see the original.
Yeah.
So this, I had no idea what the hell it was going to be about or anything, except for the trailer that I saw and the people that were in it. And I'm like, well, it looks good, so I'll just give it a shot. I had no idea what the hell it was going to be.
Man.
So I liked it.
I actually like this better than the original. I know that's going to be controversial. I liked it better. And the original's still really good, in my opinion. But this, I just liked it. It was just fun. I haven't laughed so much in a freaking action movie in a long time. And it had that 80s feel to it.
Mm-hmm. If really anyone is looking jokes. For it, it's on Prime.
Yeah,
it's on Prime streaming, for free. So,
if you have it, it's a brand new movie released right to Prime for free. So, good stuff there. And Conor McGregor, man, he fucking can't act worth a shit. That's one thing I'll say. Can't fight worth a shit either.
That fucking dude, man.
But yeah, man, that son of a bitch. He sounds like a fucking leprechaun the whole time. It was like, give me pot of gold. That's what I kept thinking the whole time. I thought he was going to ask for a pot of gold. It was just really distracting, but great action, man. Terrible CGI.
Terrible. Mm. That was my one complaint.
Mm.
Some of the fight scenes, like, okay, like, I can completely tell that is CGI. Like, that didn't even look right.
Yeah, when Connor had the fucking,
There's a couple, there was a boat scene, there was a bar scene, and I'm just like, okay, like, we're pushing it too far. Just do a regular fight. We don't need to add all this stuff. But it was so good, though. It was worth that stupid dumb shit.
My favorite part of the movie is in the very beginning. I mean, it's just, there's so many badass moments, very quotable badass moments, just like the original Roadhouse. It had everything that you could want in an action movie, and it was fucking funny. The characters in this, I mean, the fight scenes were funny.
Yeah.
I mean, like, after he whipped someone's ass, he was like analyzing it as he was beating their ass. I'm like, this is fucking great.
Yeah.
Just like Dalton and Swayze in the original one, man. It was so fucking good. I love this movie. I'm going to give it a freaking B+, man. Great movie. Fun for the whole family. It tickled all the funny bones of the 80s movies. And I just love so much. Oh, your buddy Scott came in the chat.
Oh, good.
Scott
good.
Is in the house.
I need to
know. So it's hot and foamy.
I need to
so
know.
It's about to get sticky up in here.
I need to know the show that he put in Discord. So I can write it down. That's all.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's just for you. You're finally going to start watching something at least. It'd be nice.
Well, I'm going to look up the trailer. I forgot to write the damn name down so I can look up the trailer and whatever and see if it's going to be good.
Oh, okay. Well, the good news is there's only a hospital 25 minutes away, and that was my favorite repeated joke of the movie. When people see that, that's going to be like the funniest moment for me. Remember that part where
yeah,
that became like the running gag of the movie?
My favorite character was, and I don't know his name, but the one that ended up in like an arm sling. Who the hell was that?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. His one-liners cracked me the fuck up.
It was hilarious. It had
It was so good. So I would give it a 4 out of 5. Like, I would definitely recommend that that movie for people to go watch if they have Prime.
Palmdale on Apple TV Plus.
I'm writing it down.
Right yeah, now. Write it down. Palmdale on Apple TV. There you go.
Writing it down.
I know you keep up with the royal family. Did you see how freaking crazy people were about this Kate Middleton? They were like looking for her and they were saying she had body doubles and shit. She just revealed she had cancer. She had to make a video and put it out there because people were like so desperate to find out where the hell she's been.
That's not why. That's not why she did it. I've been following this shit since the day like shit started going down.
Well, please explain it.
A couple days ago, there were articles released that there was a breach at the hospital that she was staying at in January when she had that surgery done.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why she came out today and made a statement. If that had not happened, people wouldn't know what was going on.
Really?
It's because there was a breach at the hospital.
Oh.
Someone hacked in and started figuring stuff out.
Try to get her info.
Yeah, so that's the only reason why she made a statement. They would have kept that hush-hush and not said anything.
Yeah.
You don't want people knowing that.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I mean, that's very personal shit. And now people are like, oh.
And she's someone extremely important. Like, you don't...
Yeah.
You got the king that's now sick with cancer, and then she's supposed to be the future queen, so...
But it's like, people were so fucking desperate to find out where she was. Like, who cares, man? Like, how does that affect your life? Leave it the fuck alone.
It affects them over there. Like the royal family is a big deal.
Like, these fucking ghouls are attacking them, and now they find out she got cancer. You happy now, you fucking ghouls?
Yeah.
Trying to fucking stalk this poor woman?
Mm-hmm.
You know, harassing her and shit online, harassing her body double, wherever the fuck they were parading out there, pretending it's her, and just all the shit they were posting online.
Like, they were
online.
Trying very hard to keep it hush-hush,
yeah,
but
man,
they
respect
people were
fucking
not
privacy.
Letting it go. I don't know. I feel bad for her.
Same shit with Jamie Foxx, man, like, when a vaccine put his ass under. Remember that shit? And people were, like, trying to find him and shit? Like,
yeah.
Dude, man. And, like, I know people care because, you know, they're fanciers, but respect people's privacy. They'll come out when they're ready. You know, leave them alone.
Fucking crazy, man. They were coming
Absolutely.
Up with, like, conspiracy theories and shit.
Yeah.
Because she was just gone for a while.
Well, let me add to the conspiracy theory file here, because there was a People magazine article dated 5/29/2021. The headline was, Kate Middleton gets her COVID-19 vaccine. She says, I'm extremely grateful for it. So there you go. You can look that up, people, and check it out for yourself
to do
online.
With the surgery
it
she sure just went through.
As hell does, because she's got... Fucking cancer, dude. They're saying that, you know, it's like turbo cancers and shit in people. They're saying the cancer rate's going to go up by like 70% over the next few years.
I thought it was heart attacks. Now it's cancer.
Yeah, man. It's all sorts of shit. It's doing exactly what it was designed to do. The system's designed to not want us to fucking live. I mean, that's why the average American family has to survive off fucking McDonald's and you can't go buy healthy food, you know?
You can't buy McDonald's either anymore, man.
You
that
can
shit
stock
is expensive.
But you can stock your entire fridge and your pantry with garbage, with fucking Debbie's and Ding Dongs and all sorts of shit, but
oh,
you can't
true.
Do the same with healthy food. It's God designed
forbid,
that
kid,
way, man.
Yeah, your kid wants produce, and it's like fucking $5 for an apple.
Dude, the second
like,
you're
the
fucking
hell?
Born, they're stabbing you with like 18 fucking needles, man. Fresh out the womb, you're getting a vaccine. And a couple days later, another one. Here you go. Go to school and get some more, you little fucking bastard. And then 7 years later, we're going to stick you with more. They just want you dead, man. Like, you were designed to be killed. That's the way. They just want you dead. I don't know. It's fucking awful. But I do have an update for you before we get to the show. Remember the woman who was sleeping around and was very promiscuous at the police station? And she was, like, fucking everybody there.
Yeah.
And she got fired.
She had an open marriage or something.
She just settled a lawsuit for $500,000.
Yeah.
She felt she was being groomed for sex. This is the same woman who had text messages bragging about sex and all this other shit, and all this proof that she was into it all. All she had to do was basically say that she was taken advantage of and groomed, and they were just going to fucking believe it. That sets a fucking dangerous precedence out there, man, for people. Because now women are going to see that and be like, I can just do whatever the fuck I want and claim, like, rape or whatever. Immediately, you can just get this because now you have a case to go by, you know?
Yeah, but if you have a case to go and say, a chicken nugget burned me.
Yeah.
And get millions of dollars.
Yeah. Well, then that's when McDonald's just slaps a label on there that says, hey.
I mean, it's all ridiculous. You can sue for anything now. It's
yeah.
All of it is dumb. I don't agree with the majority of it. It's so stupid.
Yeah.
People just want an easy buck.
Yeah, that's how it goes, man. They're all fucked up. All right. They're all assholes. A bunch of assholes. And that's why we are here today, to celebrate and talk about assholes and judge people. And for some reason, this is your favorite show of the week, and I don't know why. You never want to tell me.
Fuck off. Well, I'm not telling you anymore. I'm done.
You're done.
I'm done telling you.
That's it.
You never write it down. It's been months.
You're just going to leave me hanging like this.
I'm just going to do that.
All right. Well, let's get on to it here, Miss Judgmental. I think that's why you love it so much, because you're such a judgy bitch.
Mm.
All right. So this person wants to know, am I the asshole for telling my husband he overreacted at our daughter's birthday?
Oh, God.
Depends how old the kids are, man, you know? Like, there's... You know what parents do with kids' birthdays? They use it as a fucking excuse to get drunk.
What?
At least where I was, man. Like, well, maybe it's just my family growing up, man.
Yeah, because no.
They would get tore the fuck up, dude. I was a little kid. They have a birthday. Everyone's passed the fuck out drunk. I'm like, hey, where's the presents?
Oh, God.
They just use the excuse to party, man. That's the way it was.
Hmm.
Bunch of fucked up people. You guys didn't party on people's birthdays like that?
Dude, I was grounded on my birthday. My grades weren't good enough to have a fucking birthday party.
Oh, man, I got the run of the litter.
I was always grounded. My progress report would come out literally the week of my birthday every fucking year. It was horrible.
Hey, Cook Susan. All right, my husband and I have a daughter together. He has a son that's 8 years old from a previous relationship, and I have a daughter who's 5. At my daughter's party, my mom was taking some pictures of all 3 kids together, and then she said she wanted to get one of just the girls. Oh, I can see where this is going. My husband was annoyed she didn't ask for one of just my stepson and the birthday girl after. I suggested it to my mom after my husband came to me, but my husband was already annoyed at that point, even though she did then take their picture. He was being snippy with my mom all day. I confronted him after the party and told him he overreacted. He said stepson would feel excluded and unloved. I feel like my mom did include him by taking a picture of all 3 kids. My mom lives an hour away, and my stepson is very shy, so she honestly doesn't know him that well. Am I an asshole? I mean, she told him he overreacted because he wanted his kid in the picture too, which is understandable. I mean, you don't want to
leave a kid out. Yeah, why would she exclude him? They're married. It's not like it's a boyfriend.
Well, I mean, she did take a picture of all 3 kids together, but then she wanted one of just the kids without that one.
Which is rude. That's weird. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I would be upset too.
We did have a similar story before like this, where the wife, she photoshopped the kid out on Facebook or some
weird.
Shit. Yeah.
That's part of your family. You're married.
What's going on, Chuck?
I don't care if it's a step-grandson or not.
Yeah, I know. I don't know, man. This is...
Why are you laughing?
Because I feel like she has a right to have a picture of just the two if
no,
she wants it.
No, like, okay, but you're doing it at a birthday party where everyone is at.
Yeah.
And the kid is going to see it. Like, that. I think that's rude. I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's very icky to me. I just don't like it. I like to make sure everyone feels included.
But she
especially
does have the one
children.
Picture, though. She does have the one, you know?
Now the kid is at this birthday party seeing that she's taken multiple more of just the girls. That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I get it. I get where you're coming from here.
I don't know.
Yeah.
She could have at least snuck it.
Makes sense.
Like, hey, let's go to this part of the house real quick. Let me just get it.
That makes it weird too. But yeah, I don't know. All right,
like
you
did it in front
asshole?
Of this kid. This kid feels left out. Like that's weird. It doesn't feel part of the family because you're purposely taking separate pictures.
I mean, this ain't a photo shoot. The kid doesn't have to be in every picture.
Or fake it and do one of just the girls, and then be like, "Hey, kid, now it's your turn. You're the boy, so we'll take a single one of you." Like, there are better ways to do it.
So fake
if you
it.
Don't, well, no, you could always
say
delete picture.
Say cheese and then, like, make the click sound with your mouth, like, click.
No, I'm saying, like, she could have taken a picture of him, make him feel included.
I get
she
it.
Wanted a picture of him, too, and then deleted it if she didn't want it. There are I think this grandmother went about it this so completely wrong. I don't like it. It makes me feel gross.
I get it.
I don't know how this guy overreacted. Like, yeah. I mean, you don't need to be snippy. Like, that's a little rude.
I get it.
But I'm yeah.
Hey, Gordy.
I'm on the dad's side. That's weird.
All right. I'll give you that one, asshole. All right, here's another one for you. Am I the asshole for not financially supporting my family anymore and abandoning them in their time of need?
They must be mooches, right?
I mean, I guess.
Been mooches for a long time.
Yeah, you've had family live with you. How long would you consider a stay? A stay and then a mooch. It would be like 2 months, 3 months.
Well, no, it depends. Are you helping?
Yeah.
Are you buying your own groceries or are you chipping it all? If you're just staying here and you're not doing any of that and you're hanging out here like 24/7, but you're not helping with the bills or you're not helping with the groceries, you're not doing anything, you're a fucking mooch.
Let me throw a scenario at you.
Unless you're out of work.
Yeah.
But at that point, I would say you have a certain amount of time.
Okay.
To get a job, or at least let me see that you're trying, you're going for interviews and stuff.
Yeah.
But if there's no effort at all, you're a freaking mooch and get the hell out of my house. I don't have time for that.
Let me throw a scenario at you here. So your sister and her husband get into a big fight.
And she has to come here.
Big fight. She found out her name is on the lease. She has to come here. How long do you give her before you start asking her for something?
At least 2 months. That's my sister.
2 months? She just got kicked out by
but
her husband?
But she wouldn't be like that. She would immediately want to start working.
Yeah. Yeah, she would.
She doesn't like sitting still.
Yeah. I would say, like, give her, like, at least 2 months, like you said.
Yeah, because you've got to interview. You've got to apply. You've got to interview. You've got to get hired. You've got to do drug tests. You've got to do this and that. Like, it's a whole process.
You've
got to
cry
just...
first. I mean, you're gonna cry. And
right. You know, you're going to be depressed for, like, a couple days.
Figure your shit out.
Yeah, so, like, I would give her 2 months.
Yeah,
but I also know her that she would immediately want to start working.
She'd feel guilty.
Yeah, she wouldn't like it.
She would have to ask us every time she had to wipe her ass. Can I use your tissue? Fucking use a fucking tissue.
Yeah, that would be a nightmare.
I hate people like that. All right, so let's see here. Here's some context. I'm a 31-year-old male with a 25-year-old sister who lives at home. My parents are in their 60s. My mom and sister have never worked a real job other than the table things they like babysitting, like under the table jobs, he means. My dad was the only earner in the family. They were making it by until about 10 years ago when money started to get tight. My parents' house went into foreclosure and mom still did not get a job.
Dude,
there you go.
If your house is about to be foreclosed on, move your ass. You have to put in effort if you want to save it.
Yeah.
Do you want a place to live in? Like, I would never ever, like, you're the one working.
Yeah.
If we were in such dire need that something would need to fucking happen, I would never just be like, well, there goes the fucking house. Like, no.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
I don't know, man. That's pretty pathetic.
Their house was foreclosed on because the woman wouldn't go get a job.
Mm-hmm. It makes no fucking sense.
Oh,
man.
My God.
I mean, some people just like the Titanic, you know, how they were saying that the band played on until the end and whatnot.
Yeah, but no, I need a roof over my head.
Yeah, you would think that a survival mode would kick in, like, hey, we got to get something going here, man. We're about to, you know, we're 4 months behind on rent. They sent the pink letter.
You sit and talk, you come up with a game plan. What are we going to do? What should we do? What is our next steps? Blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't understand how you could just sit there and just let everything just disappear.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, if that's your way, I mean, you just fucking did it. You're not going to come to my house and do the same shit. So I'm already seeing where this guy's going. So he says, I gave him some money to help. They lost the house anyway, even after I gave him money. Again, no job was secured by my mom. This was 10 years ago. Fast forward to today. The house they live in now is in foreclosure again, and no one seems to have a sense of urgency to seek employment.
This is crazy.
Yeah. They're just accepting their fate at this point, man. And people are just keeping them afloat.
You know what? They could be squatters.
Yeah.
They'll be fine for another year.
Fuck it, man. I heard this shit works in New York.
Just keep squatting from one house to another.
I'll buy you a bus ticket to New York, motherfucker. Just find a house that's for sale and move in that motherfucker. Just get the lights turned on there and your name and you're good.
Jeez Louise, man.
It'll take years to get you out of that bitch, man. There you go. And get your shit together.
Unbelievable.
Those squatter laws really pissed me off, man. People were getting worked up about that, too. So, anyway, I've always been the person in my family to pick up the pieces and be the one everyone turns to. Since my dad has been in jail, I have not talked to him.
Oh, my God.
This guy's got a fucking winning family, man. At least he's trying, man, you know?
Yeah, you can't help who your family is.
Yeah. I've also stopped talking to my mom and sister because they have not paid me for bills I have in my name that they're responsible for.
Oh, my God. The bills are in his name.
But yet, they send my dad in jail money. I gave them months of encouragement to try to find a job and kept paying the bills while they tried to figure it out. When I've asked for the money recently, since months have gone by with no employment secured, my mom straight up ignored my calls and texts. I'm done. They tell me I'm an asshole for leaving them in their time of need, and they have been trying to find jobs all the time, but it's hard to get one. I call bullshit. I'm tired of being a fixer.
For months and months and months.
Yeah.
There's Walmart. There's McDonald's. There's fucking a gas station. There's, like, those type of places hire 90% of the people that walk in the fucking door.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
You're not looking.
Yeah. I don't get it, man. So this guy wants to say, am I the asshole for not paying for him anymore?
No. No. Absolutely not. Dude, the bills wouldn't even be in my fucking name.
And this guy's got bills too, man. He has a family. You know, he has his own family. Yeah,
that's going to ruin his credit. They're not paying them.
Yeah. I mean, he already bent over backwards for these people, man. There's a time you just got to kind of cut them off a little bit, don't you think?
Yeah, like, you can't. No, man.
Yeah. Well, Scott agrees. Scott says not the asshole.
Yeah, I agree. Not at all. Like, that's terrible. Oh, my God, what a scumbag family.
It's brutal, though, man, because you don't want to see people that took care of you suffer, you know?
No, but they're not even showing an effort. They're not even trying. Neither one of them got a job. They're just sitting there like everything's getting paid and just like whatever.
There's options out there for them.
And they're babysitting and sending the money to jail.
Mm-hmm.
No, man, your priorities are not right.
All right. Am I the asshole for body shaming my stepsister in front of everyone?
Yeah.
Immediately, like, yep.
Yep.
You don't think there's a way
nope.
you can sneak that in there and come off as a good guy?
Not in front of everybody. No.
So I lost 90 pounds of weight. Good for you.
And so you gotta go and criticize someone else's body because you lost weight and now all of a sudden you feel good about yourself?
Damn, I can tell you're passionate about this one.
Get the hell out of here. See, like, she better have a good excuse because I can't think of one.
Yeah. Well, you have stepsisters. Have you ever had an incident like this with any of them?
Absolutely not.
Boundaries are always respected?
Yeah. We don't... Oh, you look like shit. No. Yeah. Lose some weight. No.
Well, let's see if she can win you over.
Oh, my God.
Last week, my boyfriend and I visited my parents for dinner. I don't normally visit because it's a 3-hour drive. So it's a once or twice a year thing. The first thing people complimented was my weight, and she loved every fucking second of it. You know she
would.
And
she should. She lost 90 pounds. She should feel good. Like, good for her. That was hard work. Yeah. So, of course, she's going to like the compliments, but that does not give you the right to say anything about someone else.
Yeah. Show that ass off, man. Show that thing off, girlfriend. I want to see it. My mom, who knew of me, trying to be pre-diabetes, okay, whatever the fuck. Congrats on me on lowering my A1C to normal and keeping it there. So I don't know if you speak another language right now to me. Meanwhile, my stepsister, who's 40, said I look so much better now. I said I don't want to talk about how I look. I helped my mom cook while my stepsister, her son, and his girlfriend and stepdad, boyfriend, was taking a nap due to waking up early to drive. She would occasionally walk it to check in and would start again with how I look. With comments such as, see, losing weight was the best. Bet guys are talking to you more now. Or, you used to have wider shoulders, now it's skinnier. It looks much better. Are these backhanded compliments or some shit that I'm not seeing here because I'm not a female?
No, it sounds like to me that she's like complimenting her and the woman that lost the weight doesn't want to hear it for some weird reason.
Is it enough though after a while? It's like, alright, I fucking get it, man. It becomes uncomfortable.
It is, but maybe she's proud of her.
No, I'll be honest with you. When I lost all the weight, I did it in my old store when I transferred stores.
Yeah.
And then I went back to my other store and they were like, who the fuck are you? They had no idea and they would not shut up about it. And I felt so uncomfortable.
Yeah, but this that's your coworkers and you don't like talking to people.
I just wanted to fucking die. Seriously, it was super uncomfortable because it was like everybody was just, oh, you look so much better, you lost so much weight. Like, fucking shit. It was really annoying. But every time I just grew more and more uncomfortable. My mom tried to tell her off, but I just stopped her to avoid drama. So I get it. Dinner happened. What?
She could say, like, oh, I appreciate the compliments and stuff, but it's making me uncomfortable, so, like, can we just drop it now? And just be nice.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear what the hell she said to this sister.
So dinner happened. We all sat down. I was eating a flan, which is sweet and caloric, not bad to eat very occasionally. My stepsister, I never heard of that before. My stepsister made a face when she tried to try it and commented that I should watch my weight.
Oh, boy.
This was a tipping point. Uh-oh.
Yeah, see. Okay, so the sister started it.
Mm-hmm.
She lost 90 pounds and now you're telling her, okay, so the sister started it.
Yeah, man.
So now it's open field.
Yeah. Okay. I told her that I've asked multiple times not to talk about how I look and asked how would you like it if I kept mentioning your appearance. She said she wouldn't mind, so I continued.
Oh, my God.
Did you get a lot of compliments on your fake tits? It's great that you got bigger ones. Your real ones were way too small.
Oh, my God.
My stepdad is furious because she's broke and can barely pay her bills but spent money on surgery. And two, that dinner was ruined and an argument happened. After that, my boyfriend and I just left. We said goodbye to my mom and headed out. My mom said to me, we're not inviting stepsister for dinner. My stepsister is spreading rumors on how much of a bitch she is and egotistical just because she's not fat anymore. On Facebook and the small town we lived in, word spread fast that I'm an asshole. Am I an asshole?
So she kind of went deep, though. She's just like
she's got, you got fake tits. You got,
you got fake tits because your tits were small before. Like, yeah, man. Yeah. Like, they seem like catty bitches.
I love them.
I know.
I love the cattiness. I would like
you
to
would
sit
love
down
that
in
dinner.
The back of the room talking shit about everybody and smiling to their faces. That'd be great.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I kind of think she is an asshole. Only because I'm someone different.
Mm-hmm.
Once the sister had said, watch my weight or whatever, I would have been the person to turn around and been like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to eat what I want. I know what I can eat. And left it at that. I would not have gone personal and been like, well, your tits are fake because they were... I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
So that's just the person I am. So to me, she's an asshole. Because, like, you didn't have to do that. You could have been the bigger person.
Yeah.
And just said, shut up. Let me worry about myself.
Mm-hmm.
She's an asshole.
Yeah, I think so.
They're both catty as hell, man. I can't even imagine Christmas.
Well, I mean, like, she did tell the girl to stop multiple times, and it's one
she
of those
did,
fuck around find out moments, man.
I know.
She just went too hard.
She told her to stop. She didn't say it was making me uncomfortable until like the 10th compliment.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Hello to Joy and Yancey, the governor. Came into the live chat. What's going on to y'all? How you guys doing? So I think we're in agreement there.
Yeah, she went too far. She went like super personal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ugh. She said, have you said needed bigger tits to distract people from your stomach? Oh my God, yeah, that would have been a good burn right there, man. Got bigger tits to distract
people
from
are mean, man. I could Oof. Never say stuff like that.
That's brutal, Brian.
I say it in the car with me and you.
Yeah, you do. You talk some shit. You are the queen of cattiness, man. You are queen catty because you are the fakest person.
Myself and in the car and in that house, I would never say something to your face. I am fake.
Yeah.
I will be happy and be like, oh, hey, how are you? Oh, my God, it's so good to see you. Oh, my goodness. And then we walk away. You see that motherfucker's outfit?
Yeah,
look
exactly.
Like a fucking idiot.
Exactly.
But I'm honest about it.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Well, here you are. All right. Am I the asshole for messaging my female co-intern that she's missing out on drinks?
Oh, Jesus.
Just to get some context, I'm 23 and she's 20. We've been friends at work for about a month now, so these are fucking longtime friends. And prior to the internship, my clique and her friends knew her too. Her and I would always go out to lunch with my personal group of friends as they work nearby too, talk, rant, and poke fun at one another. I would consider us the closer bunch out of the entire group at work. On the day of this incident, I actually asked her if she was free, but she told me that her partner was fetching her from work. And she said that she didn't mind coming if I asked earlier if it's next week. When I finally met up my two friends for drinks at the bar, we talked a little bit, and I decided to take a video of the drinks and friends I'm with, and I sent it to her. In the short video clip, there was a short footage of my face during the start of the video, drinks, and my friends, one of whom is a girl who she knows. I sent that video on this text, "You're missing out, bro, we're on our fifth glass." She replied to me with, "Next time, don't text me this way. My partner doesn't like it."
Yeah, dude, that's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
That's weird. Yeah. So the boyfriend probably saw her phone mm-hmm. and saw some guy drinking
yeah.
and sending a video to her. I yeah. don't like it.
Yeah, that's...
He knew exactly who she was with and where she was. I don't like that.
I was never a fan of fraternizing with coworkers, man. Seriously, just never, it's never. Drama. When I was younger, I was a fucking animal, but...
Well, when you're in your early yeah. 20s, you hang out with people.
Yeah, I was a fucking animal.
And then you grow
back
up.
Then,
well,
yeah.
I grew up and didn't yeah. want to do it anymore.
Same. I just kept my distance, man. Coworkers get like frustrated with me. They called me Dexter. They thought I was a fucking maniac, this serial killer. They were like, "Hey, yeah. man, you're like a great person at work, but then when you leave, we don't know anything about you." I'm like, yeah, that's the fucking way it's supposed to be, you know.
But they didn't know anything when you were there.
Yeah, you clock in.
You talk about
out.
Work. You never. Yeah. They didn't know you had kids.
They had no fucking clue.
They didn't know anything.
I needed a day off, and they were like, "Why?" And I put down a reason. They were like, "You have kids? We're here for 7 years. We had no fucking clue." Yep.
Yeah, I don't know.
That job was fun, man. They fucking had an intervention because I'd hang up without saying goodbye. Apparently,
bothered
people.
Yeah, I remember that too.
And they had an intervention. Everyone was telling me how fucking hurt they were that I would hang up.
Because you would
on
hang
them.
Up on them. You
mid sentence clip.
Oh my god, you would do it to me. And there was a couple times. Yeah. There was a couple times, and I think we were talking about it on here.
Yeah.
Because we started the podcast when you had that job. And you would think you hung up on me, but you didn't. You would call me a bitch. Yeah. Bitch. And I'm like, I'm still on the phone.
Yeah, that's, like, you know, that's like the period at the end of a sentence. Bitch. You see, it works.
You don't say goodbye. You're like, bitch.
Oh, fucking bitch. We could have had a great conversation, too, and it always ends that way.
Like, what the hell?
It's like, all right, I'll talk to you later. Bitch. Click. Yeah. All right, so I was just shocked, and I just said, "Hey, we're just friends. My friend isn't mine. He doesn't want to be the only girl there because I'm just the girl and, you know, you're a guy and he feels uncomfortable with us talking." And then her partner chimed in and says, "Bro, you're not even that close with my girl." So I guess the partner was texting him too.
Yeah, see, you just opened a whole can of shit.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, now it's like, what do you do? You can't go to work now.
Yeah, this got messy real fucking quick.
That's why you don't make friends at work like this. You don't get close to these fucking people, man. You don't get close to, you don't do dirt with people you gotta work with, man, where you do your business. And you
if you're with somebody.
Yeah.
You don't give the opposite sex your fucking number.
Yeah.
And start texting with that person. That is messy.
Yeah.
Because because immediately red flags are going to go up and the person that you're with is going to think you're up to something. And yeah. like something's going on because why the fuck are you texting him?
Yeah.
Why is That's he crazy. Sending you videos? Yeah. Like, I'm like, of course he's going to be thinking like something weird's going on.
You work with this guy, you see him every day.
He's not going to want her to go to work. He's going to want her to go get another job. Like,
yeah
this
gonna
is
be you're
going to
turn
good.
Him into a fucking psycho. You make a bad situation worse with this man. It's just be professional at work.
No.
People get too fucking close and then they try this shit like that other job with the fucking best friend bullshit they're trying. They keep trying to force it and shit.
Yeah.
It's just so weird, man. I don't know why they do it. But anyway, you know, we got into this whole thing. How would your girl feel if I sent that video with that face of yours to another girl? The rest is history because I apologized and explained that I didn't mean to cross any boundaries and how we're just working buddies, so we wanted to catch up over drinks.
Yeah, but see that, I'm not comfortable with that either.
Yeah.
I don't like that either. So they're going out and they're drinking. That's another freaking problem for me.
Yeah. Alcohol lowers, it lowers your inhibitions and makes you...
Yeah, alcohol is stupid. It'll make you be dumb.
Yeah.
Like, how much are you drinking with this dude after work? I don't like it. And then you're coming home to me. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
So, what do you think, asshole, for sure?
Yeah, I don't like this guy.
Yeah.
He knew, because she said, my man's picking me up. I can't hang out today, because my man's picking me up. He knew exactly where she was and who she was with. And then he sent that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
What's going on, Garrett?
I'm sure he didn't think the boyfriend was going to see, but like you took that fucking chance knowing. Yeah. So no, I don't like you, dude. Shady as fuck.
I am down with that one. We are in agreement there, and now I do have a special one here for you. Would I be the asshole if I don't let my neighbors know we took their kitten to the vet?
Oh my god. This is something that, like, I would flip the fuck out, dude.
Special for you.
Why are you touching my animals? Mm-hmm. They must not be taking care of it, right?
Is there any reason
why they brought it to... There's a reason... Oh, okay. I can come up with a couple. Either it's like... Mm-hmm. It's like really dirty, disgusting, probably has fleas or something.
Yeah.
Or it's gone through heat multiple times and it's pissing you off because that sound is ear-piercing. Mm-hmm. I've had many cats. Mm-hmm. When they go into heat, it's the worst fucking sound and it does not stop.
Yeah.
So... I can see that too, but at the same time, that is not your pet. So it would piss me off. If it broke a leg, like if it's hurt, and it's malnourished, if there's something seriously wrong with it, and they're not taking care of it, okay, I can kind of see that. It would still piss me off.
All right,
but I can because you don't want an animal suffering.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling this is like something to do with heat. I just got a feeling.
So I'm posting this for my wife, who's 36, because she doesn't have her own account. So 4 days ago, this adorable little black cat showed up around her house. He's around 6 months and super friendly, lets anyone pick him up, and had a bow tie, so he was definitely not a stray.
Aw, he sounds cute.
Yeah, he sounds like Tuxedo Cat.
Yeah, he's got a little bow tie and everything.
Tuxedo Cat made his reappearance at the house the other day, hanging out under the car.
Took a picture, put it in Discord.
Yeah, everyone was happy to see Tuxedo Cat's alive and well. I just want to let everyone know in the chat there. We figured he either got out or someone was letting him be an indoor-outdoor kitty. He managed to get himself locked at our next-door neighbor's garage the first night. After this first day, it was also apparent he had a cold. Lots of snot that was whitish yellow. He spent the next 2 days just lying in our driveway or next door. Last night he was in bad shape. Could barely breathe and wouldn't even eat when we offered him treats. We have 3 cats and a puppy, so we couldn't bring him inside. At this point, we suspected that he was a drive-by abandoned kitten. My wife decided he needed medical care, and we got him in our crate with no problem. He was so weak. And she heads to the pet hospital down the road. I stayed home to get our son ready for bed. I'm already on their side with this.
I've never seen a cat do that.
I'm already... This cat's fucking dying, and they took it to the vet. There's no way you could be the asshole here. You have to do something here.
I've never seen a cat do that.
I don't know how people can abandon their... You know, it's fucking nuts. She texts me when they're... it's going to be $150 for them just to look at them. We both agreed that it was worth it. About an hour later, she called crying. He has a bad respiratory infection and needs antibiotics, but should make a full recovery. They'll need to keep him overnight, maybe 2 days, and the first night is going to cost
$800. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot, considering we can't take on another animal. I told her I support whatever she decides. She calls me back a few minutes later. If she pays $250 and surrenders him to the vet, they cover the rest of the costs and take him to a rescue after. They both agree with how sweet he is, so they'll have no problem finding him a home. The wife gets home and she's much happier. We're in bed and she sees a post on Facebook about a lost kitten with his face. Their address is on the street that is at the end of ours. These motherfuckers. Oh my god, they stole their fucking... Dude, this is like that fucking Friends episode, man.
This is terrible.
That's awesome. I can do Friends references.
It only took you 20 years.
Oh man, 20 years and holy shit! I'm about to watch that other show with Monica because this was still when she was still, you know, Courtney.
Oh, can we pause for a second?
Cougar Town.
Because this was a huge argument at the end of the last episode. No. Let's just take a pause.
No,
break.
I'm fucking slowly deteriorating from the edible. I can't read much longer.
I 1,000,000% never watched Fringe. How I know no, that?
You lying
listen,
bitch.
Listen. How I know that is as soon as we got done here, I went out into the living room and I'm like, screw this. I know I didn't watch this damn show. Yeah. I went on YouTube and I looked up the trailer for season 1. And I'm like, I have never seen this show in my life. So I've never seen it. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
No, you saw it.
I know what I have watched. I have never seen anything in that trailer ever.
Maybe we're the in blonde like the in Matrix. There.
I don't know who she is. So no, I've never seen. I've never watched it.
Dude, we're in some fucking alternate universe here.
I'm just stating my case. You know never what? Watched it. I have watched a lot of crap. Watched that.
How about this fucking theory for you? That day I fainted in the fucking bathroom.
Never happened.
And I woke up. That was where I fucking fell into the portal, man. I'm in this different universe.
I sleep in the I'm in this different bed fucking right universe, next to the bathroom. Man. Never heard a crash. Dude, so it I'm never happened.
It happened. I was out like a fucking light. I was out like Mike Tyson's going to be. He fights Jake Paul.
God, all right. Finish this story. I just wanted to say my piece because I know damn well I'd never watch that show.
So they live at most 200 yards away. It took them 3 days to make a post or lost kitten sign, which they didn't have and they still haven't hung up. And even mentioned the snot and burgers that he had, so we knew he was sick. No one ever came walking around looking for him because they would have seen him if they did. So at first my wife didn't want to let them know where he was and what happened. Now she's not sure and wants to know if she would be the asshole for not telling him. I do think if we tell them, it would be anonymous so they don't come asking for money to pay the vet. I don't know.
This is a fucking mess. I've never seen a cat that sick.
I mean, they're obviously irresponsible.
I've had old cats and they've obviously had things happen. But a 6-month-old cat with a respiratory thing where he's just like dying in the middle of a drive, I've never seen that. I didn't even think that could happen. Every kitten I've ever seen has been healthy and freaking attacking shit. I've never seen one like that. I don't know. This is very weird.
Cougar Town's the name of the show. Thank you, Brian. That's a show.
That's another one I never watched, so I don't want to hear it.
I'll be watching it.
I've never watched it.
She was still Courtney Cox at that time. That was before she became, ooh, Courtney Cox, yeah. I don't know here, man. I think you can't be the asshole because you were working in the cat's best interest, and obviously they just forgot about this kitten. I mean, if a kitten goes and disappears, you look for that thing. It's not an old cat.
Well, they were on Facebook and stuff trying to figure it out. And it had a bow tie. So how can you think that it was just abandoned if it had a bow tie?
And if you see it out there for days, though, I mean, like, I know you. If you see a cat out there for days, you're going to go out there. And we've done it.
I take it in. If we didn't have faith, I'd be stealing that tuxedo cat.
Tuxedo cat would have walked right up in our house that day. Trying to get in, and then he heard that bark and was like, see ya.
I'm telling you right now, if Faith was not here, that cat would be in this house. I don't give a shit whose fucking cat it is. It
would be our fucking cat. Tuxedo cat would be right here. He'd be the third member of the show.
I don't know. Because they did the right thing, but like...
cat thief.
I guess they did the right thing, because if I had an animal that was doing that, I would bring it to a vet. I would figure something out. Like, and if I couldn't afford it, I would just, like, hand it over and be like, look, I can't afford the bills. And, like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let it sit there lying in the driveway suffering. So I guess they're not assholes because they actually did the right thing. The kitten was really, really sick, so.
I mean, they did what they felt in their heart was right. You can't be wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, because I would have done the same shit, so you can't fault them.
Can't watch an animal suffering. Oh my God, that would break my heart.
And I wouldn't tell them either. Like, fuck them. And if they do it, just do it anonymously. Be like, hey, your pets are this. Yeah, just do it anonymously then. Just let them know that way.
You want it back, you got to pay an $800 vet bill.
All right. Am I the asshole for telling my teacher friend that she should be mindful of her social media presence?
Why can't you mind your business? Let her get her trouble on her own.
But I mean, if she's a close friend,
you gotta take. I mind my business. Advice. I don't like you. Do you? I don't say stuff.
I appreciate advice.
I said earlier. Yeah. I say stuff to you. I'm not gonna be like, man, you should really cover yourself up since you're a teacher. I'm not gonna do that. That's on you. You get fired. That's your problem.
So my close friend, she's 28. She got into an online debate about young children attending daycare before kindly stating, don't have children if you can't afford them, in a comment on a public Facebook post.
Oh, boy.
This comment was in response to someone saying the cost of living crisis in Australia has meant that both parents have to work in this economy. She revealed to commenters that she's a kindergarten teacher, and based on her research, parents should take some personal responsibility and stay at home with their kids if they're under 4 years old. Otherwise, they aren't fit to be parents.
Okay, that's her opinion.
It is. I mean, it's a very divisive statement, though, that if you're in a place where you have to be kind of diplomatic as a teacher. You can't show any kind of bias. You got to keep that shit to yourself. And I think that's good advice coming from a friend. Like, if your friend's like, hey, listen, I agree with you, but maybe take that one down because this could affect your job, man. People are fucking crazy nowadays. You know that. You got to be smarter than that.
Yeah.
I mean, that is great friend advice right there. Like if my friend said to me, like, hey, you know, you said some crazy shit, maybe you should take that one down. I'm like, oh, you know, thank you. And I would appreciate the feedback. So, yeah, this is
good.
See,
I don't. I'm just like, you. Mm. I don't do that.
Yeah, I don't know.
With anything.
JJ agrees. Good friends are honest. And yeah, I mean, that's what you expect.
I'm like, you do you, yeah. And I'll sit back here and watch from the sideline.
Dude.
You want to be crazy? Okay. I'll just sit here, read the comments, and be like, oh my God.
What? No one makes me feel...
People are coming for this bitch. I would not say anything.
Dude, nobody makes me feel dumber than my BFF, man. I'll say some shit on the show, and then later on I'll get a fact check. Like, you stupid motherfucker. This is exactly how it is. I'll get a link and a bunch of pictures and shit with underlines, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, no. I'm just
like, oh, shit. No. I feel dumb as fuck. But that's the stuff I appreciate. If I'm wrong, fucking please tell me so I can get it right next time.
I don't give a shit. I'm wrong all the time.
Yeah, of course. And,
it's
yeah,
whatever. You know what? If you believe everything I say, then that's on you.
Well, let's see what would happen here. Naturally, people are really upset by these comments. One of her responses to people defending her, sending her children to daycare, was, your response stems from guilt, not child development research. Raise your child. After I saw her comments appear in my feed, I messaged her privately and, as gently as possible, told her she should probably delete the comments that state she's a kindergarten teacher while sharing this view in a public post. I also pointed out she has her full name, location, and franchise name, her workplace info as well on her profile. Yeah, this is good advice. I try to be empathetic to her, as I know she's passionate about child development in the first 5 years, but also warn her about how easy it is for people to get doxxed and fired when they work in roles that deal with the public. Yeah, she fucking nails it, man. I also stated it might be against her school's social media policy because she's basically dragging the parent community for something that's difficult but necessary at the moment. Made sure to tell her her research is valid, but it's unrealistic in this economy to tell parents that are unfit parents because they need to work while their children are young. And she's pissed off at me, says it's none of my business, and basically shut me out of her life. And she told my friend group that I'm very threatening, that I must have a vendetta against her, and that I'm a bitch. She's now blocked me on everything. Am I the asshole, and did I overstep?
Yep.
I know.
This would piss me off.
I would be so appreciative of this advice.
Oh, hell no. I would be the exact same way. Block, block, block. Fuck off.
You are a motherfucker.
No, you know. I'm going to say what I want. You're not going to tell me what I should and shouldn't say. Like, yeah. It's not your business.
No, I agree with you. But like, a good friend, this is what good friends do. This is what
Well, that's not the type of friend I want.
Yeah.
Mind your business. I'll say whatever the fuck I want.
But that's, I mean...
And if people come at me, people come at me. People have.
Yeah, they have.
I don't
have.
Give a shit.
Yeah.
Like, just whatever. You don't like what I say, that's fine. Move on.
Guys, I'm scared. Do you have room in your apartment?
Like, no, this is annoying. I feel like, no, if a friend came up to me and was like, you should delete all your comments because blah, 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 and listed all these reasons, like, bitch, go away.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's not, no. You're not going to tell me what I should and shouldn't do. It's my job, my life. I'm going to say what I want.
Yeah.
No.
You're complete opposites on that, but hey, that's what makes us work, you know?
Mm-mm. Block.
All right, so you're obviously going asshole. I'm saying not the asshole. This is a great friend. This
a
is
lot
the
of people, most people are going to agree with you, but this would drive me insane if I had a friend like this, like nitpicking at what the hell I'm doing. Yeah. No, get the hell out of here. I don't need you.
No, I appreciate the hell out of it. When I'm told I'm an idiot, like, hey, this is the real story, or like you got this wrong, I appreciate it. I do.
Well, that's fine. Good for you.
It doesn't bother me. I don't know.
Good for you. Go ahead and read that article. That's fine.
I'll fucking read it. I'll get it right, and I'll come back on the show, and I'll say, hey, you know, I got this wrong, or whatever. Mm. All right. Oh, my God. Look at the time here. The time flew. It's been an hour already. Holy shit.
Yeah, you're talking too much.
No, bitch, you need to shut the fuck up and let me speak for a minute. All right, so you're going to have your choice here. For some reason, this is your favorite one of the show.
I'm not doing it.
Is it because you get a choice?
I'm not doing it,
is
man.
Is that why?
I'm not doing it. Shut up.
Thank you, Scott. It's the last one. That's
Thank
why.
You, Scott.
Thank
see?
You. See, this is what friends do. You see, he corrected
He's
me
He's a
now.
Friend.
There See, you go. That's what you want. Our pal Dose is in the house. What's going on, Dose?
Wait, he hasn't said anything about Schitt's Creek in a while. Like, how far has he gotten? That would be nice to know.
No.
Like, he was in season two and then, like, disappeared for a few days. Like, you slacking? Like, what's going on?
He's in season four.
Season four! Oh, he's moving!
He's finally moving. He's moving slow on that show, man.
Are you kidding? Season four, that's good. He was only in season two a couple days ago.
I couldn't get enough. I couldn't get enough of Stevie. I had to get right to the next one. I have to keep clicking. And what was the gay guy's name again?
David.
He was super flamboyant.
And I loved him.
He was so sassy.
Oh, I loved him.
It was over. His facial expressions were the worst, man. He was kind of funny though.
And the dad's facial expressions cracked me up.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I love that.
I'm about to give you
so
a
much.
Facial if you don't get us off topic here. All right, so. I'm going to read the title for it. You pick whichever one you want. Whichever one we don't use, we'll use on Monday show, all
this
right?
This has been a ride.
It's been a ride, and this cookie's taking me on the Magic Mountain, man. I'm wherever the fuck Space Mountain is. All right, so here we go. Am I the asshole for refusing to let my stepson and his newly pregnant girlfriend move in with us? Am I the asshole for calling my sister-in-law a fucking awful parent? Or am I the asshole for making my mom pay rent?
Oh. I feel like you purposely choose some of these.
Yeah. Guilty.
I guess do the second one. Do the second one.
Do the second one here? Okay. Yeah. So am I the asshole for calling my sister-in-law a fucking awful parent? I'm a 29-year-old man. I'm the legal guardian of my little nephew, Chris, who's 13. That's a weird situation. I've been looking after Chris since he was born when he was 16, but he officially went into my custody when I was 18, and I adopted him 5 years later.
So wait, what?
I'm
so confused.
All right, I'll start back at the beginning here. So I'm 29 years old, and I'm the legal guardian of my nephew, Chris, who's 13.
Okay.
So I've been looking out for Chris since he was born. So he was looking out for Chris since he was 16.
Oh, since he was 16.
Yeah,
since
he was 16.
Okay.
You follow me there?
Okay.
And I'm the one that's high.
Listen. Shut up.
Us stoners are really focused, man. When we set our eyes on something, man, you know, we can just fucking zone out on it. All right, so you're with me now.
Yep.
But he officially went into my custody when I was 18, and I adopted him 5 years later.
Okay,
so
I got you. I'm good.
So now legally he's dead. I call him my son, and he knows the deal with everything, but he calls me dad anyway. Chris is biologically the kid of my brother Mark, 35, and his girlfriend Sarah, who's 30. When Chris was born, they were super unfit to be parents, like active addiction, all sorts of other shit that we don't care about. They stole money from people. They often got arrested, involved in gang stuff I don't know about, and all sorts of other crazy activities. I don't really want to become his guardian at first because I wanted to go to university, but Sarah's parents aren't in the picture. My mom was dead, and my dad is now also dead, but at the time, he had degenerative disease and couldn't even look after himself, and I didn't want Chris going into care like I had to as a kid. This guy's got a big heart.
Yeah.
I didn't really have any people to help me take care of Chris, and I had to take care of him and bring him to work with me as a toddler before he could start school. He's like that fucking dude on One Tree Hill, Jake. Remember that? They had the little crib in the diner.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I loved him.
Yeah.
I'm so mad at that. That's another character that fucking, like, up and disappeared.
No, he got on a boat and took off.
I know, and then he came back for, like, 3 episodes and then disappeared again. I love that character.
Well, his girlfriend came back.
Who was a psycho
Vanessa,
bitch,
and
I hated her.
And he got in the boat, and he's like, hey, man, I'm taking my baby, and I'll be back.
I know, stupid storyline. That's another storyline that pissed me off.
Well, I have a girlfriend now, but she's been in the picture 4 years, but she's great with Chris, and we're a huge, great family together now. Sarah's currently pregnant with another baby. Mark and Sarah are both doing better, both soberish and kind of back on their feet, and after a few years of not talking at all, Mark and Sarah are back in my life since they had to sign away their rights to Chris. And also, since me and Mark's dad died, Mark decided to get sober. Every time me and my girlfriend see Sarah and Mark, which isn't that often as Chris isn't comfortable with being around them, Sarah always jokes how I've taken one of her kids away, so why not take away the other one, or jokes about how she's going to palm the new baby off on me so that her and Mark can go back to their old ways, which makes me really uncomfortable, which I've told her multiple times already.
Yeah, that's fucking weird.
Dude, they're fucking planting seeds here, man.
That's weird.
They're literally planting seeds, and they're planting seeds with him, too. They're trying to fucking get this baby they've created in this custody. Why even make the babies? What the fuck? What kind of twisted game are they at here, man?
Yeah, that's fucking odd. You can't make him feel guilty for taking care of your son
because
you were unable to.
Like, what's the point of that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like it.
Welcome to the chat, Linda, at the buzzer coming in. So today when she did this, she said something like about how I am an expert baby snatcher or something. And I said, maybe if you weren't such a shitty parent. And she said, what the fuck does that mean? I mean, what do you think? And I said, if a six-year-old was a better parent than you, you must have been a fucking awful parent. And her mark got pissed off at me and left, screaming, like shutting the house down, and which in a way shows me that they haven't really changed at all. My girlfriend isn't on the side either, really. She says that was the main thing to say, as they are clearly trying to be better and change, and I shouldn't remind them of their past, which isn't going to help them. She hasn't really experienced it. She just came into the picture just as they were getting sober.
Yeah, but this motherfucking bitch keeps picking on, like, picking.
Yeah.
And accusing him of stealing her baby when she fucked up.
Yeah.
He didn't steal the baby. You were too busy getting fucked up that you couldn't take care of your baby.
Mm-hmm.
And he stepped in as a 16-year-old fucking kid and took care of him.
I mean, he gave
up. Like, get the hell out of here. That would piss me off, too.
Like, how much shit did he give up?
At 16, taking care of a baby.
Sports.
Oh, my God.
After school activities. I mean, obviously, he was losing sleep. He was probably screwing up in his grades.
Bringing him to work when he was a toddler, like when he was 18.
That's embarrassing, man.
That's crazy.
Fucking kudos to this kid.
Yeah, this is a good kid.
Yeah. But you said I was a bit of an asshole for saying it because clearly they're trying to get better, so I thought I would come here and ask. Am I an asshole?
No, not an asshole. Because I wouldn't want that either. Like, just the constant comments.
Yeah.
Like, bitch, I have your kid because you couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so shut the hell up. Yep. Like, this would piss me off. Hopefully you do better with this one. Because obviously you couldn't do it with the kid I have.
Yeah.
Like, get the hell out of here with your stupid comments. That would piss me off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's an asshole at all. Good for him. He sounds like a good dude. He was obviously raised correctly. I don't know what the hell's wrong with his fucking brother. But obviously, like, this is a good dude. I there's nothing wrong with him.
No, I am so with
good
you.
Good for him for taking care of this poor baby.
Not the asshole. And sometimes some things need to be said, man. Like, you got to call people out, especially when you're trying to, you know, throw
some
shade.
They're trying to accuse
bitch.
You? Like, get yeah. out of here, man.
I mean, like, you're really accusing him of some horrible shit. A baby snatcher? No, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I have your fucking kid, you piece of shit. Because you can't take care of it.
And you signed the rights away.
Yeah. It's the way it is, man.
So, that's on you.
Yeah.
Like, don't come at me.
Mm-hmm.
Not the asshole at all. Like, no. This dude is a good guy, so
yeah.
Fuck that bitch, man.
Absolutely, man. But yeah, so there you go. That wraps it up here for the show today, people.
This was a good
fun,
one.
Man. This was a good one. I enjoyed today.
Yeah, this was a good one.
Well, I enjoy every week, man. I love hanging out with the chat. And you know what? I don't say I love you without meaning it. I love you guys, man. It was a great time today.
At least you guys get it. At least they get it. That's so sweet. That's so sweet that you love everybody.
Dude, I love everybody when I'm on these cookies from Binoid. And Scott's not going to let me forget the links, of course. You go to Binoid.com and use code NERD to save 10%. And I'm telling you, man, I am flying right now on these cookies they sent me, man. And they're going to send you some, too. Go to the website and buy some stuff. Free shipping right now. It is amazing. What are you going to be doing for this weekend here?
What am I going to be doing? Hunting down a Ghostbuster link.
Yes,
I will be doing that. We're going to be watching that because I can't have you watch it and then me not watch it because
yeah.
I remember specifically what the fuck happened last time and that's not happening this time.
No.
We are both watching it, period.
It's going to be...
And then...
I hope so.
I don't quite know what else is happening. I don't think I have anything planned. I got to catch up on, like, Big Brother Canada. No one cares about that but me. But yeah, I got to
well,
do
you
that.
Have a homework assignment.
What was it again?
Pole dancer.
No, it was
what the
not.
Fuck was it? Yeah, it was pole dancer, wasn't it?
No, it was not. It was like Palm Royal.
Palm Royal.
Palm
Springs.
It was Palm something. It was Palm something.
Dude, I'm about to.
Scotland, I need help.
Palm Royale.
I was right.
Palm Royal, yeah.
I was right.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, so get out of here with that. Trying to get me all confused. I was freaking right.
Well, I don't know what the hell I'll be doing.
I'm gonna check out that trailer and see what it looks like, and then I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. Listen, you can find us at
voice. Wait, no, wait. I haven't said what the fuck I was gonna do. Damn it.
No one cares what you're
doing.
Listen,
I'm gonna be on another planet this weekend because Bynoid was so gracious and sent me a ton of cookies today.
You know what? Well, good, because I had to go out in the backyard and pick up some dog shit, so you can go out there and be in guard with a snake.
I can't tell you guys how great I feel right now.
Have a couple cookies and you'll be fine.
I'll be out there fighting snakes and shit. Dude, no, I'm going to order that tool. There's a tool I saw online, people. It's like a snake grabber tool, and I'm going to use it, and I'm going to show you a picture. I'm going to post it on social media of a severed snake head because that motherfucker's going down.
He's healing right now.
He's healing. He took a good blow the other day. I fucking got his ass good, man.
I know, and this is the thing. I don't want to hurt the thing.
Me neither, but he needs to get the fuck out of here.
I want it gone. Oh. It's refusing to leave, so now I want it dead. And the thing isn't dying. It's just, healing.
Piece of garbage.
And then coming back. It's like, no, haven't you learned your lesson? Like, just please move on and nothing would happen.
Yeah.
I don't want to hurt the damn thing. Like, he's doing his job. Don't do it here.
Yeah.
Fuck off. Go next door. Like, I just, like, go bother someone else. Mm-hmm. Like, go in the front yard.
Yeah.
Do all you want out in the front.
Because
the backyard, the dogs go out there. Yeah.
I want to see Tuxedo Cat take this thing out, man. Unlimited cat food if this thing does it. I swear to God.
Oh, Tuxedo Cat is so fucking cute. I just want to squish it.
He is a cute cat. He's getting a little fat. I'm getting a little bit worried about what he's eating out there in the wild. So he sees it. Hang out with us.
I love all
more.
The cats, man. I just every time I see them, I just want to pick them up and squish them. Just squeeze the hell out of them. So freaking cute.
I'm going to be in another dimension. I'm going to try to find a Ghostbusters link, and then I don't even know what the hell I'll be doing. I'm going to forget it anyway. So tell them where they can find us.
You can find us at Voices of Misery on all platforms, and then Voice of Missouri Podcast at gmail.com.